some of you might still be in that place if you're trying to get out.
Welcome to the program today. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and we are wishing all of you a blessed season, and particularly as your family and friends come together in knowing that we are in a massive age of transition. And to come around and gather and talk about what we face is so important, because as we say, with knowledge, we will not be so easily deceived. So we're going to talk about a couple of gifts that are precious during the holiday season, more precious than gifts we can bestow from consumerism within our family. And that's actually the gifts of our children themselves, and how the gifts of our children are under mass assault now, and they have been in the past, and it's increasing. And we must all understand what we face in order to protect these gifts, not just that are bestowed over these holidays, but the gifts that have been bestowed upon all of us, and the responsibility that we have in protecting the young and the children on this planet that are now under heavy assault. We, as I said, are in an age of transition. And what does that look like? Well, we have converging technologies. We have a transhumanism agenda. And transhumanism is the new word for eugenics. Everyone needs to understand. This is the creating of a master race, a post-human reality. We also have artificial intelligence. We have the desires now for life extension, brain implants, social science, massive, massive propaganda, nanotechnology, again, eugenics, geopolitics, and more. We're in a global state of massive technological revolution. And I would recommend that everyone go to StopTheCrime.net and read the NASA war document at the top of the home page. Understand what that document has told all of us. Many things, but for an example, we are in a techno-death trap now. And what the NASA document will tell you on page 30 are the major emerging enforcement issues. Law enforcement issues. They talk about, and we all know, the concerns and the reality of the lack of privacy. There is no more. The lack of internet crime, wide spectrum crime, we know that. We know about the biological crime of pathogens, and now the use of GMO and genetics and fluorides, etc. We also know that people that have electronic implants are being targeted. The implants now need protection. We also see on page 30 of the NASA war document where they talk about societal disaffection and upheaval caused by this rapid technological change. They refer to it as road and air rage, psychosomatic illnesses, and withdrawal. Well, today we're going to focus on the gifts that we all have, our children, our grandchildren, all the children, and the value and importance of understanding what we face. We are moving into a virtual reality where things and life is not real. We have other people designing our future. We are being moved out of all that is real. We have already all accepted the phony fiat currency. We're in a de facto fiat government. We are all under weaponized skies with geoengineering and all the other components of nanotechnology involved with geoengineering. We're all under the false illusion of science that global warming is a reality. It is not. Global warming was invented. We recommend that you watch our YouTube, Water Wars. Really recommend you go to the YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net and view our latest YouTubes. We are in a virtual reality, and our children are now being moved into it in a more rapid nature. than any of us were ever aware was occurring. Now, we're going to be talking about this virtual reality and what is happening with that, with our children. But before I do, I want to remind everyone of an additional gift that can be and needs to be announced far and wide. It is the gift of understanding how water really works, and it is about primary water and why we do not have a water shortage. We must stop being tricked by those that wish to make profits and run our lives and orchestrate false realities for us. We must understand we are the water planet. We cannot allow this disinformation of water scarcity to scare us off of our lands, reduce the ability to produce the food that we need. We must no longer accept this false reality and dig away at reality on all levels possible. We recommend you watch two YouTubes, Water Crisis Hoax, that's Water Crisis Hoax, and the companion YouTube entitled Primary Water Explained, that is Primary Water Explained. These are gifts for the holiday. But now we're going to be talking about what we're going to need to be focusing on by really informing everyone about this program today and the virtual reality aspects of our children. And for the conversation today on this most important topic, we're going to have Ron Angel come in and talk to us also, because it was with Ron in my research that we came across some information on the Santa Barbara University website about virtual pornography with children. And it was a rather horrifying topic. And at the time that we discovered that this was a program in the universities, we have since understood how the puzzle fits with the new sex ed programs that are being launched in our schools right now. And just a few comments about that that are important. I'm here in Northern California in Sonoma County, and I just observed in a recent County Board of Supervisors agenda that they are moving forward hastily to create and build infrastructure so that they can start the new programs of, they call it now P through K. This is starting 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds in kindergarten-ready programs that are required. Now, whether you're a stay-at-home parent or not, you're going to be required to put your 3-year-olds in these new programs that are being launched now. They've been talked about for many, many years in some areas of the world. That has already occurred, and we're going to talk about that. We really have no choice now but to pull the children out and homeschool. And after you hear the show today, I think you will agree. We have no choice. We have a new link on stopthecrime.net. It's entitled Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the Schools. Again, Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the Schools. And we will be posting many articles that will tie in to the program today. But for the moment, you can find some important information on stopthecrime.net under our Just Added link, where you will find Sex Ed for Our Children in the United Nations Plan of Sex Ed. It is horrifying. I can say nothing more than horrifying, and a reality that is falling quickly into a virtual reality and virtual sex in our schools. Ron, I want to thank you for joining the program today.
No problem at all.
This is a very important topic, and I know that many people that are listening are going to find it difficult to believe, but believe we must.
Let me tell you how I came across. Another thing that we discovered is the Mitre Corporation was funding this research in Santa Barbara. at University UCSB. And let me explain how I put the dots together. We were researching the mind control aspect of how they were influencing individuals. And it started way back in 1953 with the CIA using experiments for behavior control. And I recently sent you the PDF of the Senate investigation hearing from 1977, where they were testing.
Now just for all the listeners right now, the report that Ron is referring to is entitled Project MKUltra, the CIA's Program of Research and Behavioral Modification. And you can find that on Stop the Crime under the new link that we're working on, Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the Schools. And this report that Ron is discussing right now is dated August the 3rd of 1977, an extremely important report. Continue.
And this also is on the same website where the recent CIA disclosed document is. That's actually a U.S. federal government website as well. I have given you that link today. But what I came across was horrific. In the mid-1990s, I was networking with some of my former friends at the University of Michigan in Chicago, and we had all met, and one of the individuals was getting his PhD in virtual sexual reality at University of Santa Barbara. And I remember three of the guys were like, that's disgusting. One of them is dead now. I've been Dave Miller. And this guy, Dr. Jeremy Bellinson, was doing this research, and he had invited people to go check out his machine and his systems. Well, it turns out that as of recent, I did more research later on, and the mind control experiments, as we know, are all funneled through the former Department of Defense Jason brain scientists, which were the Nazi doctors brought over after World War II, that formed a so-called non-for-profit corporation called the Mitre Corporation out of McClellan, Virginia, where the CIA is located. That is the umbrella company that funds all mind research for the past 70 years between them and the Department of Defense Jason brain scientists. They put those scientists that they brought over from Nazi Germany at major universities around the country. That was part of the Nazi paperclip program that Truman implemented after World War II to bring those men here to work on the space program. Well, unbeknownst to the American people, it involved the brain research, the very research the U.S. went to war with in World War II to stop was brought here. And it turns out that I had heard that Jeremy was doing this virtual sexual reality study and research. Well, I did some research here in Florida and found out that he got $1 million grant from the Mitre Corporation. And that is what gave me the clue as to what the Mitre Corporation was and how really horrendous in proportion of a problem to the world, because these are systems now in satellites. They had broken the dolphin and whale code for communication, and these are called synthetic telepathy weapons. And they are able
Yes, and I want to add at this point too, Ron, that he has written a book, Jeremy Bellinstrin, and it's called, and he talks about getting inside your head and virtual reality. And he talks also, he was asked, how soon will governments and corporations be able to control our behavior with virtual reality, and how? And essentially, they already have, in the sense that children play video games for more time per day than they watch movies or read books combined. And video games are and have been becoming more immersive, and that is closer and closer to virtual reality. Every single year, we're getting closer to virtual reality. Whether or not the governments will use the medium to control us is up for debate. Well, we know it's not up for debate. We know that this is their goal, for absolute control. In fact, I would recommend that every single one of you that are listening right now refer this YouTube, and everyone watch it. It's called The Age of Transitions. The Age of Transitions. It's only 58 minutes long, and I would recommend everyone watch it because it's necessary to know in advance what is being planned for us and understand the types of psychological warfare and the types of emotional illnesses that are going to develop as a result of this forced transition upon human beings. In fact, even our animals are suffering. But, Ron, to get into this virtual reality and the fact that we're most concerned about where this is also going in schools, because we see and we discovered on the UC Berkeley website virtual reality pedophilia and porn using children. And recently, we discovered that there are programs in Oregon that are sex educational programs for our kids, teaching them from pornographic websites and virtual reality websites on a variety of sex opportunities and ways in which they can also use drugs to enhance their sexual experience. This is horrific, Ron. This is absolutely deplorable. We can
now go into the fact now that he's a professor. His title, this guy is a real, not a very good human being. His title at Stanford was director of the virtual sexual reality program at Stanford University. And now they changed the title because it's so horrific that he does not have that title anymore. But in this paper that you're reading from our notes, probably about 6 months or 8 months ago, it goes into detail as to what his research with virtual reality, and virtual reality in general, and the control the political leaders would use, governments would use on people. And I'd like to also add, at the University of Michigan, where I went to undergraduate, he was a member of a fraternity, Zeta Psi fraternity, which, by the way, is the same fraternity that Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Marvin Bush, the secret Bush, and John Ellis Bush, Jeb Bush, are all members of. The connection to political leaders and mind control and their influence with these systems. Remember, the Bushes put George Bush Sr. and Reagan put Star Wars into place. It was more than just lasers in space. It was two-way infrared communication, what they were believing to be only military
Well, Ron, let me just pause you right now and add this so that the listeners are aware of what is now occurring in many of our major cities right now. It's a company called FirstNet, and there are 300 plus towers, 80 feet high. They look like cell towers, and they're being strategically located within all the cities right now. Not only as obviously mass surveillance, but also with the capabilities of reading our minds. This is the thought police. This is what we have advanced to with technology. This is the minority.
Able,
hang on, this is the Minority Report. So for any of you that are listening that have not watched the Minority Report, I would recommend that you watch it, because this is where we are going. Reading the minds, Ron, you'd said synthetic telepathy.
Well,
that is reading your mind.
Yes.
Yes, continue, please.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
So, yes, you were talking about synthetic telepathy, and I was adding in the new program that is being launched in most major cities now called FirstNet. We'll be discussing that in more detail on future shows. But we're talking about eugenics in our schools.
Sure.
And there is a YouTube. It's entitled ARC, A-R-K, Schools, Academics and Eugenics. And we have posted that on our website. And ARC is about children, our ultimate investment. And this is an 8-minute YouTube. I would recommend that everyone watch it. Again, ARC, A-R-K, Schools, Academics, and Eugenics. Now, Ron, let's discuss this, because they talk about how children is their ultimate objective and investment.
It's called absolute return on kids, and it entails the complete eugenics program of children from birth, from conception to death, and it involves organ harvesting, human trafficking, and it goes through the United Kingdom. And if when you watch that, you will learn horrific things, like the Lucis Trust is actually the Lucifer Trust. And they're using these fund corporations to launder money in human trafficking. And it definitely involves the forced vaccination program of kids.
Which absolutely.
Is chemical lobotomy. And also the rise of giving the children the false disease, which the guy in Switzerland that invented or termed ADHD on his deathbed said there was no such thing. And so
now we're heading into a break. We'll resume this discussion about the ARC, A-R-A, programs that are advanced in the UK school districts, but that are, again, redundant systems advanced in the United States and elsewhere.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
For those of us who are aware of the predatory, dangerous system we live in, there is nothing more important than being fit for the battles ahead we all face. We must be prepared. With regard to nutrition, we face many serious challenges. Our health, your health, is being compromised by modern, processed, and genetically engineered foods, which are designed to make us physically sick and mentally dull. Toxins are being deliberately pumped, dumped, and sprayed into our environment and atmosphere, saturating all of us. Silent weapon systems are being used against human health worldwide. We all have one thing in common. We need to eat. We need to make good, healthy choices. Choices that you can start making right now. Go to www.mypuriumgift.com to view all the extraordinary products and enter gift card code WellnessPrepper and take $50 off your order. That's mypurium, P-U-R-I-U-M, gift.com. and start restoring your health now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
We're talking today about mind control and the sexualization of our children. And I'm looking at an article that just came out in The Guardian on December 21st of 2014. And it says, ADHD drugs increasingly prescribed to treat hyperactivity in preschoolers. Now remember, they want our children into school at the age of 3 so they can intentionally start drugging them. The byline to this article says, a fifth of educational psychologists say they know of children being given medication despite guidelines advising against it. First of all, we have to ask ourselves, educational psychologists, I would recommend everybody watch the YouTube, Psychiatry, an Industry of Death. Again, the YouTube. Psychiatry, an industry of death. We are being taken over by organizations that are posing as legitimate medical health care institutions. They are not. This is an industry to prescribe medications, an industry to dumb all of us down so that we will enjoy the servitude that is being imposed upon us at an ever-increasing and alarming rate. We must shake those around us out of the stupor and understand what is occurring. We need everyone to understand the danger that all of our children are in when they remain in these indoctrination public educational systems that have been set up to devour our children. We can no longer continue to feed this Luciferian evil monster our children. We can no longer. We must stop. So, Ron, we're talking about the ARC program.
Yes. And let me add something to what you just talked about, the drugging of the children. This was the Senate investigator investigation on the PDF document in 1977. It says here, according to testimony by Senator Edward Kennedy, 1977, quote, some 2 years ago, the Senate Health Subcommittee heard chilling testimony about the human experimentation activities of the Central Intelligence Agency. The deputy director of the CIA revealed that over 30 universities and institutions were involved in extensive testing and experimentation program, which included covert drug tests on winning citizens at all social levels, high and low, Native Americans, and foreign. Several of these tests involved the administration of LSD to unwitting subjects in social situations. The Central Intelligence Agency drugged American citizens without their knowledge or consent. It used university, faculty, and personnel. Okay, and I would like to say that a lot of these psychoactive drugs they're using, and insisting that children are to be drugged at a very early age are to give them no cognitive and critical thinking ability. So they're not able to question what's happening to them or even explain verbally or in writing more than likely what's happening to them.
Well, Ron, now I know that we have talked about the use of doublespeak and the misinterpretation of words, and always there's a stated goal, and then there's the real goal. Now, I am looking at the ARC YouTube right now. Again,
that
it's entitled
very, very
ARC.
Disturbing.
It's entitled ARC, A-R-K, Schools, Academics and Eugenics. And we'll have that posted on stopthecrime.net, but you can just type it in your YouTube search. Again, ARC, Schools, Academics and Eugenics. And it says Teens and Toddlers Project for the Disadvantaged implements sustainability replication programs to prevent unplanned teenage pregnancy. Now, if that isn't a mouthful of doublespeak and misinformation, ending with to prevent unplanned teenage pregnancy, well, they talk about sustainability. That is all part of the lie, the invented concept that all things are sustainable is unrealistic and all part of an invented non-reality. We must always think about the words that we are seeing and the words that we are hearing. And this YouTube is, again, about teens and toddlers, and it's literally a program that is throughout the UK and has, again, extended globally into the United States as well, because it's just, again, children is their ultimate investment. And you will find the founder is Laura Huxley, the wife of Aldous Huxley, who wrote 1984. And I would recommend everyone take a look at this YouTube. Go to our channel. Understand, children is their ultimate investment. This is about profits. This is about eugenics. Eugenics, again, the word now in replacement for eugenics is transhumanism. That is literally the recreating of an advanced form of extended life and the advancement of machinery and literally the post-human time that we are all entering into. And there are many projects in this ARC program, but again, they're now operating in all the UK schools, and their programs are absolutely well advanced.
Let me explain a little bit about also my, you know, I was a civil engineer project manager from University of Michigan. I moved to Illinois, and I was in IT for many years, information systems. The IT industry dropped out in 99, 2000 after the dot-com fallout, so I went back into civil engineering, and I was made project manager of 26 schools for a consulting company that didn't hire me directly, Aramark Facility Services, the same company that runs Aramark Food Services, which provided food to World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, the Pentagon. But they did not hire me directly because they had minority requirements. They ran me through minority front vendor corporation. So I was a Hispanic employee and a black employee. Okay, but I discovered something. The schools were very populated. I managed the schools from 2002 to 2006, but I started noticing less children in the schools. And they had me managing the 26 best schools in Chicago, in like Lincoln Park, Gold Coast, and I started seeing less people. And I kept asking, where are they going? And this was just after Blagojevich was elected governor. And I remember seeing him speak at Lakeview High School about how he was going to give all kids kid care, free health care. This is when it started. This was the precursor to the disastrous Obamacare. They gave kids health care. My feeling, and it's very possible that they gave them eugenics health care.
Well, actually, we are talking about a brave new world. We're coming in on a break, and it's about society based on control, breeding, eugenics, sexual promiscuity, and psychological conditioning. So we'll pick up this conversation in our final segment.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and I've been using ozone for purification and health and wellness for a long time. And I'm here to tell you I have never come across a more dynamic, better-built, affordable home and office ozone unit than the brand new Trioxy Reion. It is simply the most versatile ozone unit yet, and as the name implies, the Reion also produces a stream of health-enriching negative ions whenever you wish. Truly the best of both worlds. The Trioxy Reion has easy digital controls, allowing you to determine how long you want your Reion to produce ozone and or negative ions. In short, this ingenious little masterpiece allows you to purify the air you breathe or ozonate your drinking water anytime you want. Create your own indoor bioclimate. No more bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, or fungus. The Trioxy Reion keeps the air inside your home cleaner than the great outdoors. Visit GoHealthyNext.com right now and get the full story. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. Used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Talking about the most important gifts during this holiday season, and those are the gifts of our children. And we're talking about the intentional increased sexualization in our schools of our children, and how kids are being used for profit and eugenics in our schools, and sex education. And also, for those parents that have been mightily concerned, as they should be, about the new Common Core curriculum in the United States. That's the standardization, the global standardization of a slave race, our children. The curriculum certainly has much to be horrified about. Again, science, they're learning that global warming is a reality. They're not learning how to write in cursive anymore. And they're having sex education programs advanced to kindergartners and now are soon to be a required enrollment of 3- and 4-year-olds for kindergarten readiness programs. So we are being massively taken. We're feeding our children into a predatory and dangerous system that is devouring our greatest gifts. I want to just say this, Ron, I want to just say this, because if the curriculum isn't enough to make parents discuss over these holidays alternative forms of teaching your children the truth of culture and reality and life, then just think about the fact that now in the schools, your children are sitting behind wireless laptops. And I will tell you this much. Ron, I know that we've talked about Lynn Segala, and she has talked about how as a bioelectromagnetic scientist and an expert, she joined with many of her colleagues in devoting the rest of her career to warning the public about the carcinogenic, mutagenic effects of radiation, to which the public has been secretly and purposefully exposed to by corporate criminals and corrupt paid public officials for the purposes of covert warfare and corporate profits. It's important for everyone that is listening to understand there is no safe level of radio frequency radiation exposure. Even the first exposure causes cell damage. So your children are now being exposed to intentional covert warfare weapons within a silent weapons system. On top of that, traumatized by sex ed, by these Luciferian creators of ritual satanic bloodletting programs and pedophile rings. We're really talking about the devouring of our children, and with that, the future of humanity. So, Ron, I know that you would like to say a few final things in this final segment.
There's a friend of mine, whose friend Abel Danger, is doing research, and he said that this company, Serco, S-E-R-C-O, is a UK-based company, which is tied to this human trafficking. And my friend, she told me that Aramark is a branch of Serco. And they never hired me directly. They would not hire me directly. I was a consultant, as I said, for Aramark Facility Services. And I would never, the schools wanted to go self-directed. They did not want Aramark in their schools. So I helped the schools get rid of Aramark, because all the principals...
Now, you need to explain to listeners, what is the concern about Aramark?
There's an article that was written in an MIT newspaper. Just type in Aramark and the mob.
Would you spell that for the listeners, Aramark?
A-R-A-M-A-R-K. Type in Aramark the mob. It talks about how they run food service at major universities, food service in hotels, food service in nursing homes, in the Pentagon, the White House. They have access to all food supply cafeterias. They ran food services in the Loop of Chicago. They run food services in schools. And so, and even in religious organizations, convents, in university, Dominican University, they were there, okay? They're very heavily tied to Serco, and Abel Danger, A-B-L-E-D-A-N-G-R, does a really good job closing the crimes that you are explaining now, the human trafficking of the children and Serco. And so what needs to be looked at is, Who has planned it? And it looks like when we came across that ARC, that Absolute Return on Kids YouTube video back in June, I believe, and I wrote a WordPress article with all these...
Well, Ron, I really want to let everyone know that we are in danger. And we've got to assist with this public information on educational aspects of scientific activities within the schools that are literally... literally killing our kids. There's no other way to state what we're talking about today.
Arne Duncan was the director of the Chicago Public Schools. He was my boss. He'd been made now federal director. Okay? They were doing the No Child Left Behind, so non-performing schools would get shut down, and they would be turned over to charter schools, voucher programs. So they would be taking taxpayer dollars and putting it into private schools and closing the public school. Okay, that was their plan, and that's all part of, it's like shuffling, and you don't notice where people are going, you know, because it's hard to keep track of, you know, but I did notice less and less people in the city of Chicago, and I kept saying, where are they going? And they finally said, well, they're moving to Wisconsin, where they're getting more public assistance. You know, so I assumed all these kids from the project at Cabrini Green were going, but I did not, you know, I drove up to Wisconsin looking for black people in large numbers and didn't find them. So where did they go? And I remember them sending me to one school to investigate, Westinghouse. And it was completely empty. Westinghouse High School is on Franklin Boulevard near Sacramento, where the original Kraft cheese factory was built. And it was originally a candy factory, and it had been converted into a high school. And I remember my boss saying, go check out the daycare. They had built a daycare for children that were prenatal. So they were new children to parents from in the high school. There were no kids. And I remember two gigantic cell towers outside by the train track. And my boss, she told me, get in those rooms, because I think they must have suspected something was going on with the cell towers being so close to the school. But that school was empty. You know, and I'm sure it's probably either closed by now or it was gigantic, like a huge conversion from a factory to a school. And there were no children in there. So as we found out, the FBI busted in New Jersey organ harvesting rings. And they arrested 44 people, and they were harvesting organs for about 20 years. And this is what I horrifically have possibly come to realize, that they have, that kids are grown in these places. And you need, I don't have any kids. I wanted to have kids, but I always said.
Now, Ron, I want to stop you right here, because we need to talk about, again, children being the ultimate investment of these large corporate agencies, and how they're moving into schools with psychologists that are literally brainwashing the children. We understand from many documents, certainly the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and the report from Iron Mountain. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars talks about how quickly brainwashing can occur. They can literally wipe your mind of past influence from family values in a matter of a few weeks. So parents will never know what happens during these psychological encounters at school now that are part of the curriculum. And extraordinary things can happen during these counseling events. We must all understand we are under mass attack, and we keep hearing the prior stories of the Franklin cover-up in Boys Town, what happened there. We just need to get this information out far and wide, because literally you can diminish memories, create new realities. We're moving into a false virtual reality where everything that is real is now a lie. And they've invented aspects of where science-based realities, it's all based on consensus. And we need to understand the Delphi technique, the usage of double speak, and how we have all been entrapped and ensnared into this virtual reality. But I want to again add to the program today, we do have good news. We have the good news of water. We need to understand that we do not have scarcity. So empower your children with the understanding of this good news. We're the water planet. The children are being assaulted enough with the idea that all of the baby boomers and before are now responsible for diminished resources on the planet, of which there will be not enough resources for them. The trauma and the increased hostility against age groups are going to surface with the agreed understanding that those that are no longer contributing to society should literally be taken out of society. And the New World Order Exposed document is an extremely important document under the source document tab of stopthecrime.net. This is Deborah Tavares, and Ron, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Everyone, celebrate the most important gift, your children.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.